Greendale is home to 700 residents in North St. Louis County. The primarily residential community features stately brick houses along seven well-maintained streets. The town's city hall consists of two rooms inside an office building. It contracts with nearby Normandy for police service. Greendale resident Charlie Giroux found a lot to like about the town. He's lived in bigger St. Louis County municipalities like Baldwin and University City. He appreciates Greendale's friendly neighbors, racial diversity, and close-knit community.
Came upon this house, really liked the charm of the neighborhood, the old growth trees. I liked the architecture of the housing, and I loved, at the time, the size of the yard that I got.
Several dozen cities in St. Louis County have less than 2,000 people. They're scattered all across the county and range from decidedly wealthy to financially troubled. Some North St. Louis County municipalities were incorporated as bedroom communities. They eventually became a drawing point for middle and working class African Americans. Alex Herman and his family have lived in Greendale for 19 years. He serves as one of the town's aldermen.
It's a great place to raise a child. I mean, as far as the safety is concerned, the homes are all very well maintained. It's a pleasure to get home after a long day's work.
But not everybody sees St. Louis County's multitude of municipalities as positive.
Fragmentation is a structural impediment to community reinvestment.
That's Jim Buford. He's the former head of St. Louis's Urban League, and he recently joined the board of Better Together, a group studying the possibility of a city-county merger. One of the group's studies found that 49 municipalities in the county don't have any debt, which may seem like a good thing. But Buford suggests that some smaller cities aren't issuing bonds that would fund critical public services, like police protection and street repair. And some communities, like Wellston and Uplands Park, have had well-publicized difficulties in funding basic public services. Buford says there's an obvious solution.
Although we didn't make the recommendation, it's obvious that if these municipalities were to come together, they could create the size, the ability to create the debt, the ability to service their people better, better governance, better security, the whole bit.
But Greendale Mayor Monica Huddleston says the situation is more nuanced. While some cities and towns with high concentrations of poverty may be struggling to provide services, others, like Greendale, are financially stable.
There are 90 municipalities in St. Louis County, and you can only name maybe less than five that are having any difficulties at all. And those are not difficulties that are insurmountable.
Before 2003, Greendale would have appeared on Buford's list of towns that hadn't issued debt, but it undertook a bond issue that year to fix streets and repair sidewalks.
Whether or not you issue debt as a city is a decision that your municipality makes. Your leadership, your mayor, your board of trustees, or your board of alderpersons makes that decision based on their own comfort level.
Greendale's investments have paid off enough to make residents like Charlie Giroux content. But for him, the entire municipal consolidation debate may be academic. Whether he lived in University City, Baldwin, or Greendale, he always tells outsiders that he's from St. Louis.
I think others understand that we may be segmented into these 90 smaller communities, but outsiders looking in look at us all as one.
Regardless of whether Greendale remains an independent city or becomes part of a larger entity, Giroux expects many of the things that made the town attractive will remain the same, including the big, beautiful trees and his very large lawn. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.